Most ghosts who were drawn to me because of my borrowed power seemed not to mind the fact that I was a vampire. But this one obviously did.
Did she tell you her name?
Yeah. It's Beth Ann, and she's a little grumpy. Tyler leaned forward as if to see better. It put his face squarely between Beth Ann's legs. Evidently, he couldn't see her yet. She jumped back.
Filthy reprobate!
Beth Ann, give us a sign of your presence.
Beth Ann slapped his face, her hand passing right through.
I felt a cold breeze just then. Did she do something?
She gave a sign of her presence.
Normally it takes longer for a spirit to appear and interact with us. You must be the wild card, Kat.
Oh, if you only knew, mate.
Well, now what?
Once we establish that...
If you presume I will do anything for a group of disgusting ruffians such as yourselves...
Shh, I can't make out what Tyler's saying.
Huh?
Sorry, Tyler, not you. Oh, damn, I just took away her ability to speak.
Guess shushing her was the same as giving her an order to be silent.
What were you saying, Tyler?
Now that the door's open, we can attempt to summon your witch hunter.
So Beth Ann doesn't need to stay?
No, I'll send her away.
I got it. Beth Ann, you can speak again. And feel free to go back to where you were before.
May you rot under the sweating ball sacks of 1,000 demons, vile bloodsucker!
Well, she certainly learned some colorful phrases in her time.
Prim-looking ladies always were the dirtiest.
Considering your former occupation, you should know.
Is she gone?
Yep.
All right, let's try for the main event.
As I put my fingers back on the planchette, I felt the pulsating throb that came from it. Maybe that was why it was shaped like a heart.
What's the witch hunter's name again?
Heinrich Kramer.
Heinrich Kramer.
Tyler even lolled his head back and closed his eyes.
We summon you into our presence. Heed our call, Heinrich Kramer. Come to us now. We summon through the veil the spirit of Heinrich Kramer.
Kitten.
Bones' gaze narrowed at a point over my right shoulder. Slowly, I turned my head in that direction. I felt the grate of invisible icicles across my skin again. All I saw was a swirl of darkness before the Ouija board flew across the room and the point of the little wooden planchette buried in Tyler's throat.